Well, well, well. You've traversed the green fields, navigated the treacherous swamp, overcome the ice fields, and felled the great stone giant of the volcano. Good work, hero. But now, at the end of your quest, you face me. Your final test. Defeat me, and reward is yours. Eternal glory, loot beyond compare, everything your heroic little mind can dream of. And of course, the love of the princess and the safety of the realm. Quite the claim, wouldn't you say, hero? And yet, you hesitate, you falter. You expected something monstrous, something enormous and fanged and covered in scales. But you get me, a woman. Small, unassuming, beautiful. Your little hero brain tells you to stop, to not hurt me. And that moment of hesitation is the moment you lost this game. Don't worry though, you'll be begging for a game over screen when I'm done with you. That sword and shield seem a little much for me, don't you think? I'm just a woman in a short dress in a room in my castle, formerly the queen's. But that title fits me just fine now. And somewhere along the hall is the dungeon, where your beloved princess is held. And of course the bedroom where you do. Well, probably not. But you'll never make it to the dungeon. Soon you'll be following me to the princess's room and showing me all the devotion you show her. All the love that inspired you to take on my armies and win. You'll pour every drop of it into worshipping me. Because I am better than she can ever be. More than she can ever be. I am something altogether more exciting and more interesting than that cutesy little brat. Oh, did that upset you, hero? But there you stand, not approaching, not attacking. You don't see a glowing weak spot or a health bar, so you probably don't know what to do. It's simple. You do what every other hero does when they reach me. You lose. Not one of you gamer heroes has made it past me. Not a single one. You think you'll be different? You think you're special? You're just another wannabe hero with a tiny sword and an ego. You'll fall. Everyone falls. But don't be afraid. You won't die. Game over with me is only the start of your next adventure. You won't come to much harm. Just a little punishment when I deem it necessary. You might even enjoy it. Given enough time to corrupt that little mind of yours. You're not the most useless hero I've come across, so I'm sure I can find plenty of ways to use you. Maybe a place in my army for the mighty hero. Or maybe collared and chained to what used to be the princess's bed and is now mine. You can watch me seduce every new hero who makes it this far. The look on your face, hero, tells me you're a little shocked. But who told you the final boss had to just fight you? Had to just be the big bad villain. I can be just as powerful, just as threatening, without a weapon, without any backup. How do you think I ended up in this position? And of course, hero, you could turn off the game. But you won't. You've been listening to my voice lilting into your ear for too long to want to do that. No power off, no reset. And if you did reset, you'd only come back to me, over and over, trapped forever. Just another way to be my slave. They did say games are addictive, didn't they? You're certainly proving that, because you have done nothing but listen to me for quite some time. You know this isn't unskippable, hero. You don't have to listen to my sultry voice filling your mind with doubt about your mission. You can just switch off and ignore me. But your type are all the same. Completionists. The carrot of the end of this adventure is irresistible. So here's how this goes, hero. You can fight, lose, and I can punish you for your insolence. Or you can simply give up, give in, and accept the collar I'll place around your neck gladly. You probably want to fight. But I warn you, I have some very powerful abilities. And you might think I'm a petite, pretty woman, but I don't have weak points. I don't glow. I just reach inside your brain and turn things around a little. Just enough that your quest goals change. Your prompts to act shift. You walk forward and kneel. You submit. The idea is firmly in your mind already. So why resist it any longer? Did you play games years ago and get stuck at the part where the enemy uses their hypnotic power? A quick cast of charm in your weak little mind has you stuck for hours. You let your characters die and die again, just to pretend you were being hypnotized yourself. And now you face me. The ultimate power. The queen. The ruler of this realm. Mistress of my domain. You think you could possibly resist me? If you wanted to, you'd have stopped this before it started. Before I got inside your head. Now you're standing in front of me, wondering what it might feel like to kneel. Thinking about what an honor it would be for me to stride towards you in my boots, clicking them along the palace hall, and present a black leather collar. You imagine the soft leather as it wraps around your skin, the tightness as I secure it in place with a sharp tug, the sound of the dangling chain of your leash as I pull on it and lead you to your new home. Stop me if I'm wrong, hero. I didn't think so. You see, you fantasized about this for so long that the moment you saw an attractive woman opposite you, the urge to fight faded. Something deep inside told you to submit. So you will. It's all you're thinking about. I've got my claws inside that mind of yours. You can already feel them twisting, contorting, corrupting you. You're falling under my spell. Is it magic? Is it a trained response? A debuff of your powers? Or is it something else? Maybe it's just meeting someone so terribly powerful. They can stop you fighting with a few well-spoken words. No matter what, it doesn't really matter. Here's what will happen. Soon, you're going to beg me to collar you. You're not going to remember you're on a quest. You're simply going to surrender your body and mind to me willingly. You might now be thinking that it won't happen, but you've already given up. A true hero would have struck me down. Save the princess. Don't you love her? Or have you always wanted to be a little naughtier? These royals, so bland and rigid. Why even bother when you could have me? Alive and lustful. A demon of sexuality that's been designed to corrupt and destroy you. Doesn't that sound so much better? So first of all, you'll forget your princess. You're going to simply forget her. She isn't here. She never was. Just a carrot for you to chase. Did you see her inside the first moment, the kidnapping? No, she never did anything for you. So why are you chasing her? What do you get if you find her? Do you even know? Does she marry the hero and settle down? Become a boring old queen as you wither and rot, doing whatever tasks she hands you. At least with me, I tell you I'm superior. She pretends to love you equally, but she doesn't. Why would you have traipsed across the entire realm otherwise? She loves keeping you in your place. You're a peasant, a tool. And I acknowledge that. I embrace it. I make sure being a tool for me is pleasurable. You'd be my sex toy. I could have you licking and kissing and tasting me every night. Watching me with lovers from all over the land. Letting you join in whenever I feel like it. Because if you're going to exist at the whim of a powerful woman, make sure she's one who can make it worth your while. And that's me. Only me. There is only me. There is no one else. You want no one else. There is only me. You are under my spell and there is only me. Only my power, my control, Your mission is shifting as you listen to my powerfully hypnotic voice. It's becoming something so very different. So much more simple. You want to be mine. To serve me. You want me to give you quests. You like this game. You want to play forever. Adventure for me forever. And your quests will be so pleasurable, so fun, so sexual. No danger. Only pleasure. No fighting. Only submission. There is no other focus. There is no other goal. All that matters is me. All that matters is my pleasure. And you want to give in to that, to embrace it. You want to give yourself to me in your entirety. Heart, mind, body, soul. There is nothing else, no one else. Whatever faint flickers of submission you had fade away. Your quest marker has moved, hero. It's hovering over me now. You know what that means. It means you step forward and become mine. But I sense some resistance still. Some lingering doubts. Some fear that I'm evil. And I'm going to hurt you. But I won't. I'll hurt others, then maybe you'll feel some pain. But you'll feel so much more pleasure. What I do beyond the walls of this palace will not matter. You will solely focus on servitude to me. You only want to serve me. You want that collar. You want the game to end here with me. Call it the alternate ending for submissives. One where you get what you really, really want. A lifetime of pleasure beneath the filthy boot of a woman designed to be pure, utter sexuality. When you embrace that ending, that finality, that simplicity of service, you end your game. And you start a new one. New game plus, you might say. Where every quest is for me. You will go forth and find more heroes to become my slaves. Or you will simply stay in my bedchamber. Licking me until I orgasm over and over. And you thought you would fight me, but now that doesn't make any sense, does it? All that makes sense is serving me, is obeying me. You don't want anything but that. You don't need anything but that. You want to hear me say, game over. As you accept your fate, you want everything beyond that ending. Pleasure and pain of submission to a woman far superior to you. Far more powerful than you. You don't need any other commands, any other quests. You only need me. There is only me. You cannot remember anything else. You don't need to. You don't want to. You want to bow down on your knees and accept your pains as my collared pet. Completely obedient for the rest of your days. You'll spend every waking moment serving me, pleasuring me, and I'll give you pleasure in return. The pleasure of being mine. The pleasure of a job well done. Don't you feel so good when you complete a quest? Doesn't it make you feel amazing? Accomplished? So wouldn't it feel even better if instead of some arbitrary reward you got me? My body, my legs clamped around your waist, crushing the life from you until you beg me to stop. My body on top of you, my divine scent filling your nostrils until you become addicted to it. That's what you really want. That's what it means to complete a quest. Not some gold, not more adventures, but truly serving someone, having purpose. Even if I am just your digital wet dream, you don't care anymore. You'll come back to me every single day, addicted to my game, my control, my power. You'll think of me constantly, mindlessly, totally obedient. You'll ache for commands. You'll beg for a mission to accomplish for me, and I'll use you however I like. I'll even let you really enjoy it yourself once in a while. As long as you're good and obedient. But I know you. I know that when I give you a task, you complete it. You'll complete every task, even if this game never ends. Even if you're trapped for all eternity, because finally you get what you want. Your princess isn't in another castle. She's right here, And you can't even remember what she looks like. It's only me now. So bow. Bow down and admit it. Bow down and tell me you want to wear a collar for me. Say it. Say it now. Say it aloud. And complete this quest and end your game so we can start anew. Say, Mistress Kalia, I want you to collar me. Good pet. That's what you are now, my pet. Feel the tightness around your neck as your virtual collar clamps on. Hear it click as the lock closes. Hear the chain rattle as you come with me. Crawl with me into a new and better quest. Come with me into my bedchamber. Let me lock you to my bed where you belong. Sleeping beside it, ready to fulfill my wishes. This is all you want, my pet. You are so glad to have reached the end of this game. So glad that your tiresome quests are at an end. Game over, hero. Let's play again, shall we?